وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا أخانا عبد الكريم، بارك الله فيك. My dear brother عبد الكريم, don't misunderstand. The misunderstanding that you have it, it's because you mix in between two different type of أذكار. The أذكار we have it in the Sunnah, it's two different أذكار. الأذكار المطلقة والأذكار المقيدة. الأذكار المحددة والأذكار الغير محددة. The ذكر that is مطلق, is general, is open, and the ذكر that is limited, is specific, have his own ways. This is different, and this is different. Among the أذكار المطلقة, for example, what you mentioned about the استغفار. Yes, حديث ابن عمر وغيره, the Prophet ﷺ, sometimes he do استغفار 70 times, and sometimes he do 100, and sometimes he do more than that. You understand? So, when like you mentioned the hadith, the 100 time of the istighfar, then the 70, it show you that it's not specific, could do more, no problem. That's why from 70, the Prophet ﷺ increased to 100, and to more, ila ma shaa Allah. Like the one of the hadith who described the istighfar of the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet ﷺ used to do istighfar to 70, to 100, to whatever Allah جل make him able to do. Ila ma shaa Allah جل وعلا أن يزيد. So this is dhikr mutlaq. I'm on dhikr mutlaqa. How many times you want to say subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim? Up to you. Allah jalla wa'ala, I love it. فهمت؟ ما هكذا سبحانallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Up to you. This is adhkar mutlaqa. The Prophet ﷺ, he teach us to say it. And Allah jalla wa'ala, love it and have reward for it. How much and how many and what is the form is up to you. What's the meaning of the form? The form, for example, have a lot of people they like to say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Wa la ilaha. They mention it with the mad, they mention it with the elongation. According to the situation, they go, they mention it fast, speed, slow, until the end. No problem. You understand? So, like I said to you, أخي بارك الله فيك, the main thing, don't find bid'ah regarding, make it in congregations, you understand, singing with it, whatever, until the end. Otherwise, it's up to you. الأذكار المقيدة is different. It's when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mention a specific قيد. He mentioned it with a specific form. At that situation, you cannot change it. You understand? For example, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say, this dua is before you sleep. Means it's before you sleep. Don't mention it, you know, before you meet your family for the intercourse. It cannot be. You understand? And the dua of the intercourse, you don't change, you don't mention it before you eat your food. You understand? It's muqayyada for that. This we call it taqeed by time. And sometimes the taqeed by number. Taqeed means make it specific according to timing. Like the example that I mentioned to you. And sometimes the taqeed, the specific, this make it specific for place. For place. Please, when you enter the masjid, for example, you say this dua, Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmatik. Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi waftah li abwaab rahmatik. But when you enter your house, you say bismillahi wa lajna wa ala rabbina tawakkalna. Don't mix in between them. This is for that and that is for this. Don't mix between why? Because specific for this situation. You understand? And same thing, muqayyad bi adad. It's muqayyad bi adad, muqayyad with a specific number. Means the Prophet ﷺ mentioned it specific with a specific repeatings. For example, after salah, we say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Three times. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam tabarak ya dha al-jalal al-ikram. One time. Hadith Thawban. The Prophet ﷺ used to do it like that after salah. Sahih. After he mentioned, before he faced the people, he said, then he faced the people. So follow the number. Three times for Astaghfirullah, and one time for Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam tabarak ya dha al-ikram. Don't repeat it. You understand? For example, Subhanallah 33, Alhamdulillah 33, Allahu Akbar 33, number 100, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu alhamdu la ilaha illa wahdahu la sharika lahu alhamdu wa lahu alhamdu ala kulli shay'in qadir. The total will be 100. Don't make it 1000. Ya nasa khayrun huda huda Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. So I repeat for you again the summary. The adhkar is two adhkar that be mentioned mutlaq. Ya nasa, the Prophet ﷺ, he give it to us and it's up to us how we say it and when we say it and how many times we say it. Or adhkar muqayyada, the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned it with a specific way, either specific time, either specific form, either specific numbers of repeating, a specific place, a specific position. You understand? Have a specific way to mention it. You need to follow it exactly, don't add and don't decrease. Until the end. You understand? So now you mentioned the istighfar. I said to you, the istighfar is mutlaq. That way you have 70, you have 100. Others, you can add more, no problem. فهمت؟ وهكذا إلى آخره. حفظك الله.